The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. Yes, it does. It settles right there in your soul. Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa from Redding, California, from the great state of Jefferson. My partner should be here, Wynn Carpenter, in a few minutes. And we're kind of waiting to see how this is all going to shake out this morning, in that there's a lot to talk about, isn't there? We're broadcasting live from downtown Redding. KCNR Studios, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're also streaming live at KCNR1460.com, KCNR1460.com. And if you have a question or a comment, the phone number is 530-605-4567. If that line is busy, 530-605-4566. And I'm here with my mystery producer, Hoodman.
Good morning.
You are now Hoodman forever.
The AC is just so cold on these days.
That's your handle, buddy. You're Hoodman.
Hoodman.
Hoodman. Yes, you are.
Hoodman.
Hoodman. So how are you doing today? Are you wide awake in there? Are you happy? A good day for you?
I wouldn't say wide awake, but I'm awake.
Yeah, we had one young producer, and he had to get at least 7 cups of coffee to really get going, you know, and you don't take that many, do you?
I'm just waiting for the first one to kick in.
Well, my partner just got in here, Wynn Carpenter. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing good.
Survived the boat trip yesterday?
Oh, it was fabulous. That was a great day. Great fun. Great day. And we're going to expound on that. But, I mean, y'all saw the the great president we have right now, Joe Biden, as he bumbled, fumbled, and stumbled his way through answers. I mean, seriously, there's, man, I'd like to play 20 questions with the guy.
That, you know, that debate was fun to watch for entertainment reasons, not political reasons.
Man, I don't know how entertaining it is with the world situation to know that guy's at the helm. Well, I guess other people are pulling his strings, but
oh, no, he's just the puppet.
Man.
Yeah. He's somebody else is the master marionette.
Well, you know, the thing is that really and truly, I mean, a lot of people after that debate, people were kind of worried about whether Biden should be there or not, because if Biden needs to go, he needs to go right now. We've got to get rid of Biden because who knows? Look what he's doing. Who knows what the rest of the world will do? We are in very perilous times. Who knows what the rest of the world's going to do? Blah, 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 blah. Well, okay. But point is that, don't you think the rest of the world knew already?
They're a little brighter than you think they are.
Don't you think Russia knew?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think that Iran knows? Don't you think that North Korea knows? They know. The Chinese know. They've all known.
Everybody
knows. I mean, it's not a surprise to anybody. So getting rid of the guy right now because you're panicking over what could happen with the nation, you kind of got to scratch your head a little bit and go, hey, you know, I'm not saying that there isn't a valid reason for being wary of that, but you know, you gotta make no mistake. The rest of the world has known what Joe Biden is and what his mental capacity is.
We've always known what he is.
But
he's always forecasted
but
that.
But now he's whacked.
Projected it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the only people that woke up to the fact that he was really whacked were maybe some Democrats that were thinking about voting for him. The rest of the world already knew, so rest assured. You know,
so Newsom's going to be the opposition. Is that what's going to happen? They're going to sing him right in there?
Yeah. Well, Newsom's name's being thrown around now. That's kind of good and bad.
Well, it'd be great if he had to quit being our governor in order to do that.
Yeah, well.
and then lose.
Well, when I talked to Congressman LaMalfa about 3 weeks ago, he said that he doesn't think that even a Republican governor could help the way California is. I mean, again, we go back to the 63-17 in the Assembly.
Yep.
Democratically controlled, the 32-8 in the Senate, democratically controlled. And, you know, pretty much I don't know what a Republican governor would do or how we'd even ever get one in.
We're a little underwater and screwed up.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
Now, yesterday we had a great day.
It's the Titanic. swim away, swim away. As it goes down, you don't want to be on it or near it because it'll suck you down, too. So get away from it
time
quickly.
Time has come for 51.
Again. Again. Oh, over man. And over and over.
Man, oh, man. Yesterday we were out on your patio boat. What a great day. And yeah. You want to tell folks about that and the flags and the patriotism we saw yesterday?
Yeah, we were out on Shasta Lake with a bunch of other patriots from Shasta County and elsewhere, I'm sure. And, you know, people had their flags proudly displayed and all kinds of flags. You know, you had the Don't Tread on Me. You had our federal flag. You had our Betsy Ross flag. Oh, my gosh, the Call to Heaven flag. You name it. It was out there.
State of Jefferson.
State of Jefferson. It was out there several times. Many boats. It was cool to see that, though. People were just kind of hanging around looking at each other's boats and all the flags and stuff and, you know, just kind of raising a glass to each other and just kind of having fun.
We had a blast. It was really great and a lot of fun.
The best part of the whole trip for me was watching Sally out on the tube behind our boat. She said, if I don't do it now, I'll never do it. She got on it and rode, and she was smiling from ear to ear. She had a blast. She and my daughter were out there bouncing around on the waves. Man. It was hilarious.
Yeah, Sally had a lot of fun doing that. All you could see was teeth.
Yes.
They both were smiling. All you could see was teeth and water.
Water going in their face. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, pretty fun. But, yeah, it was neat. And one of the best parts for me was the turnout of patriotism and the turnout of people that – Lisa and I saw from where we live, which is South Reading, driving up to Bridge Bay.
Exactly.
Lake, all the overpasses, people waving American flags, Trump flags, Don't Tread on Me flags on every overpass. I mean, the patriotism and the day itself was amazing.
Well, it's funny you say that because it started the day like that. You see it going up the freeway to go to the lake. You see the overpasses being proudly displayed by all these fellow patriots. And then you see the people on the lake. And then last night when we came back into town to fuel up the boat before we took it home. They were doing the cruise.
Cool
April Nights cruise. The people were just going on that route, that cruise route, and they had the flags all over and honking and having a good time. It was awesome. I should have left the flags on my boat and just joined the party.
Yeah, exactly. You know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands, literally, of people everywhere celebrating that yesterday in the North State. And it was neat because Shasta Lake is such a it's a draw for so many different states.
Right.
For Oregon, for Nevada, for, you know, all of California. And it was just amazing to see all that.
And it's so beautiful with water in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's much bigger. It's beautiful. And we cruised and saw a couple of the resorts from the water side that we hadn't seen for years because, all you know, without all the water, they're all drifted out there. And all you see is this background of red. And now it's just the trees and the water and the marinas. It was beautiful.
Yeah, very patriotic day. And it was absolutely great to see that. I thought I was going to hear from possibly some people that were on the border in San Ysidro yesterday at Take Our Border Back. And we're waiting to see if, in fact, someone is going to call in or not. But, you know, I think the thing that we have here in Northern California is a real stream of patriotism, even though there are a lot of groups that have division, as we've seen, and it's pretty much common to all of us.
Yep.
When you have a day like that where the real patriots are out there, the real we the people, not the people who think they're in charge, but the people who really are in charge, and that's we the people.
Yep, the voters, the people that take action, the people who are actually doing something.
Yeah, Tom was on this morning, our new ROV officer, county clerk.
Right.
And he had an interview this morning. And that's going to be interesting. That whole, you know, I know it's difficult, but when you think about the laws that California pass and the unconstitutional laws they pass and the position of where we go with we'll comply as an elected representative with an unconstitutional law, I don't know if it's driving you guys crazy or not, but I know it's driving Wynn and I crazy.
The Constitution is not to be ignored. We'll pay a dear price for that if we do it.
Yeah. Think of the soldiers that did, the veterans.
Yeah.
That's another thing
about... They paid the ultimate price.
Yes, they did.
Even if they were not killed in action or not harmed or whatever, any person that served, they have paid the price. Any person served or serving, they have and are paying the price. At our expense.
Yes, we have. We had results in the Laura Hobbs trial. At this point, I guess there are results. It's going to go to appeal, and the judge apparently didn't think there was enough there, even though there were admitted mistakes. But he didn't think that made any difference. Although 5% would have made a big difference. That was the margin of that was made on the voting order, the way it was placed on the ballot, where Laura was placed. As opposed to where Long was placed.
Do they never factor in basic math?
Yeah. No, they don't, my friend.
That's all it is on counting votes is basic math. It's not complicated. It's not a formula. It's basic math.
You know, I would like to hear from somebody sometime, someday, about how Mr. Long got in. I mean, to me, it's still perplexing.
That's your district.
Well, I've lived in that district for...
A minute.
About 40 years.
Yeah.
And, conventional wisdom, when you looked at that race and you saw Dan Sloan seemed to be, have fairly good name recognition. He had signs everywhere. Laura Hobbs had good name recognition, was known as someone who, would go to the Board of Supervisors meetings, stand up, very articulate. I can see the two of them maybe in a runoff. But to have a situation where Long creams everybody, I mean, and Barrymore was kind of a, well, she was there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, to see that Long creamed everybody, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Somebody's got to prove that to me because I've never seen anything like that. And nobody that comes out of here, yeah, he was a cop and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, a lot of his stands were very, very, very liberal. And so his positioning on the machines, his positioning on a lot of different things, or his friendships with Leonard Modi, all that, and you're trying to say that a conservative district voted for that guy?
I think not.
I think not, too.
Yeah.
You know, and as we look around at our county and we look around at our state, there seems to be one underlining thing that we're missing, I think, in local government. Although it's starting to come back when it comes to the folks really waking up and trying to wake up their elected officials.
What, morals and ethics and common sense?
That's three of them. And just, you know, how about crime, homelessness, and roads? I mean, you know, those three things need to be addressed. It just doesn't seem like we're moving the needle anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that really isn't to blame, people like Chris Kellstrom, who's working his butt off, and Patrick Jones. You know, you have...
Well, it's also jurisdictional. In the city of Reading, what's going on with the city of Reading?
Oh, man. It's a nightmare.
They're dropping the ball all the way around on city streets. It's the city of Reading. Everybody should be at their meetings screaming to the high heavens about fixing our damn streets. I mean, I live in a decent neighborhood, and our street is awful coming in one way, coming in the other way. It's not so bad. You still have to dodge a couple. But, you know, your alignment, your tires, your frustration... You know, it can be a safety issue, too.
Well, yeah.
Especially in the rainy weather when you're driving through and you either forget or don't know about it or somebody else new to the neighborhood comes in, they slap into those holes, and then there you are.
Yeah, and one thing you've got to say about RPD is that, at least I've noticed of late, there's a lot more presence on the street.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be that they're going in there. I think those guys are trying.
Do they have a full house now, apparently?
Oh, yeah, they've had a full house.
Okay.
They're in good shape there.
Okay.
And there's community cars and all kinds of different, they got lots of stuff. They even have, like, the Forest Service that's the Sheriff Department, I guess, enlists them. Somebody enlists them. No, it is RPD.
For what?
With an MOU, as far as working on some certain things in the city. Rangers.
Okay.
Yeah. And maybe somebody can call in and clarify that. Maybe Rich Gallardo, if you're listening, you could clarify that. But there's an MOU with government agencies to handle some of the stuff, because we are, even the city of Reading has some like rural areas,
right,
that are within their jurisdiction.
Well, they're county rural areas within the city of Reading.
Reading, exactly.
Completely surrounded by the city,
exactly,
of Reading.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you have dual jurisdiction there.
Right, right.
So I think that, and I think, again, that, you know, RPD is trying to do their best. They seem to have enough people. The problem is the laws. And, again, it goes back to these unconstitutional laws. And it goes back to, I know the sheriff was interviewed on another radio station yesterday,
mm-hmm,
and he was interviewed about the border, and mm-hmm, I know you had your thoughts about that, why did it take him so long, right?
Well, Kelly even mentioned that on this show. So
yeah.
Yeah, okay, here we are 7 months later, and we're talking about it.
And he laughed about it.
Uh-huh. What took so long?
Kelly laughed. Kelly was kind of like, you know, he kind of giggled a little bit about that, because it's like, 7 months, where you been, man? You know? I mean, it was harder to get harder to get the sheriff on a program sometimes than the president, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, come on, man. I mean, and by the way, his term goes to 2028.
28. So the DA's.
2028.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what, California?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Communism, here we come.
Doo-dah.
Doo-dah. So, you know, I mean, it's just been incredible when you look at all these different things to where the county could say, enough is enough, we're done. I mean, you know, look at Riverside, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just saying, hey.
We're done.
We're the state of empire.
Yeah.
Screw it. And we need people to stand up like that. I'm just getting tired of the mamby-pamby stuff and the drama. Oh, my gosh.
Well, and remind people, too, what empire is doing. They are the largest county in the state geographically. And what do they have, about 4 million people in their county?
Something like that.
So they're larger than some East Coast states physically, geographically, and with population. So they are looking to break away from California. No secession whatsoever. Secession is from the Union, not the state. So they are splitting, or looking to split, away from California, much like we were trying to do and are trying to do with Jefferson. But they want to do it as their own single county, break away, and create their own state. I think that's a hell of a novel idea.
It is.
I think it's a great way to do it. And they're actively working on it. So God bless them and hats off to them, and I hope they make it happen.
I do, too. You know, and I think people have pretty much had it.
We should fracture the entire state into smaller states. It would be more manageable for everybody wherever you live.
Yeah.
It really would.
You know, well, the thing is you can have your representation that way.
That's correct. Absolutely. And, if the blue areas along the coast want to have their representation stay the way it is, like now, they can keep that. They can have it. Hats off to them. Let them thrive, if they do. Let them try to survive, if they will, with having the representation we currently have. We want to get out from that model of representation, and we want to do it the right way. So that's why we're looking at it, and we want to do it constitutionally. It's important we do it constitutionally. Otherwise, we're not going to survive it.
So getting back to the debate, I did want to touch on a couple of things there.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the restraint that President Trump had. And not just completely.
He listened to his handlers.
He certainly did. I mean, he there was no reason to even try to
go there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, my name is Button. What?
Hello.
And I think World War II monuments. I talked to the dead people there.
Yeah, he talked to the
dead people. I mean, come on, you guys.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah. It's amazing with the poor guy. And to me, I cringe when I see the poor old guy up there, and I'm talking about Biden, not Trump, about Biden, because if any one of my family members were put in that position, I would be raising holy hell with the rest of the family to pull him out, and I don't care who you are, we would be yanking him out of there, because that's not fair to them. That's elder abuse. It's making fun of what he's going through, which affects a lot of people in our country and worldwide. So we need to stand up and, number one, protect the rest of the people that are going through that same thing by removing him from office. He needs to be out of there for many reasons, but that's one version of why he needs to be out of there.
128 days, baby.
That could,
128 days.
Well, he could totally just go.
Well,
yeah,
they already know. I mean, that's my point.
He's the guy with his finger on the red button or the big key or whatever it is. They
had his finger on that key for a long time.
Yeah, but he hasn't. Somebody else is going to. Or they're going to grab his hand and make him turn it or push it.
Okay, so then you give the Democrats new life with Newsom. I mean,
go for it.
Far left,
we've got so much fodder from here. Do you know how much?
People don't. You have to have the people that care. That's
right.
The main thing.
I mean, we've got so many different platforms that all of that stuff would be 24/7 going out there about Newsom. Yeah, he might look pretty, but guess what? He's going to come in there wickedly and evilly, like he's going to turn the rest of the states into California. Do we want that? Does anybody want that?
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, pride's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, you know, hey, well, you know, I vote Democrat. My dad voted Democrat. My grandpa voted Democrat. I'm voting Democrat.
Different party.
And, you know, it is a different party. And the thing is that I know that I have a couple of friends that are Democrats. They voted, instead of voting for Hillary, they voted for Trump. And a lot of them made that leap. The whole thing is really what's good for the country. You begin to wonder if we need a third party or we just don't need parties at all. And as effective as we've been able to be on the Republican side in California, you wonder what the deal is there. It's just been, you know, it's been just a complete cluster. You know, but getting back to this debate, I mean, we can wish that somebody else is in there. I don't know, like Kamala. I mean, the whole point is that this is the bottom line. The people who are enemies of the United States have known already what Biden is. Yes. Biden is just as bad as he was a year ago.
Yep.
It's the same Biden. They already know. A lot of times we believe that we're going to be secretive, or we have a secret handshake, or we have this, or we have that, and gee whiz, you know, no, we'll let you know when we get there.
Or, the October surprise.
Yeah, the October surprise.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, give me a break, okay?
Right.
Oh, we have this going on and that going on, and, you know, there's a secret army that all this stuff, and you're just going, give me a break.
Yeah.
And then you look at sometimes when you see folks at events, and nobody shows up.
Yeah.
Nobody shows up. That's what was so encouraging about the North State.
Yes.
And that's really encouraging about a lot of these rural counties. And, you know, even when you get down a little lower with Placer and El Dorado, a lot of patriots. We really need to be moving the needle forward because, again, all this other stuff, it's sort of like, you know, when you look at different issues. They talked a lot about the border.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the different issues of the border, 50% of the problems we have on the border will be done by the time that Trump takes office. Because the jurisdiction is the federal government.
Right.
You know, we can do all the stuff we want to do, but really and truly, if your heart is in the immigration thing, you better be on Trump's bandwagon and heavy, heavy, heavy.
Yeah.
And boy, was he good on that. Was he good on
that?
He
was very good on
that. He was really good on that.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not going to mess around.
No, he's going to finish the wall. He's going to, my guess, and this is just me guessing, he's going to militarize our border. Not just the southern border, but we need to take care of our northern border. You know, coming in through Canada. Canada's not a friend either. I mean, they've been letting people come through, and they're invading the northern part. We need to make sure that we're taking care of our borders all the way around. And I think if we bring everybody home from all these military bases and take care of business like that, we'll be in top shape.
You're starting to sound like Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And that's a compliment. Well, we're going to take our break early here, so I'm going to look at the Hood Man.
There you go.
Who now has a nickname, and he does a great job for us. Play some good music for us, buddy.
There you go.
Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Up in the hills of Northern California, we believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance. We're the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. proud to play our part.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Jessica Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Jefferson, we're not bad to the bone.
No.
We're warm and fuzzy, huh?
It's going to be warm, man. I don't know about fuzzy, but it's going to be warm here. Oh, my gosh. This weather's going to kill us.
Welcome back, everybody. Terry Raposa, Wynn Carpenter, broadcasting live from downtown Reading, Casey in our studios, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, 1460 AM, your talk radio, anywhere, streaming live at KCNR1460.com, KCNR1460.com. If you have a question or a comment, or you want to give us an update on an event, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567.
Or if you saw something different in the debate that maybe we missed,
yeah,
that makes it totally the opposite of what it is, we'd like to hear your version of it.
Love to hear that.
Help us to see the light. Help us to understand.
we need to
understand.
We really do.
Well, here's a random fact for you guys.
Uh-oh.
Today is National Meteor Shower Day, and if you walk outside, there's this meteor called Redding that is currently burning up.
Yeah, what's it going to be, like 111 here, 117?
I think next weekend it's going to be 123.
Oh, no.
We're melting. Bring your pets in.
It's going to be a hot one.
Yeah, make sure there's plenty of water for all the critters and shade.
I think that one's going to be either Saturday or Sunday.
So. Yeah, my swimming pool's going to turn into a hot tub.
Yeah. Do you know what you need to do is contact North State Ice and have them bring blocks of ice, drop blocks of ice into your pool. They're probably going to be totally out of ice here pretty soon.
Oh, man.
That's what I do, get those big old blocks of ice.
Yeah, I think that that President Trump did address some things I think that were really good. You know, as we talked about already, he addressed the border. Again, that's pretty exciting to think that, you know.
We have 6 more months of it?
Well, no, we have less than that, really and truly, because he was making comments that he was going to start changing some things the minute that he wins the election. That doesn't mean he can't negotiate.
Oh, that's true.
You
absolutely.
Know, and so that's the beauty of it. So it really isn't that long. And I know there's been, you know, a lot of it's going to be on our end, whether we are going to agree to be submissive to the state governments and the federal governments on unconstitutional law. And I think that's something to where Riverside has something there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Shasta County needs to do that. I think we need to have a resolution that we will not follow nor expect law enforcement to follow unconstitutional law, number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that number two, we need to have a measure on the ballot saying that because of irreconcilable differences, we will no longer follow unconstitutional law, and therefore, if the option of a state split or Shasta County needing to split from the state of California, then they should follow in the footsteps of Riverside. Then the third thing would be an ordinance that we can, using Article 11 of the California Constitution, to put forward a position of we will not, you know, and we will not enforce any unconstitutional laws. And we need to have the sheriff who said that yesterday.
Right.
Back it up.
That's right.
Now, the one thing about
every sheriff backing it up.
Every sheriff should back it up. You know, the other thing is, too, I know that Andrew, who's a great patriot out of Bernie, Andrew called into the show we were talking about yesterday and had asked the sheriff, or told the sheriff, basically, you know, if you start following constitutional laws, and
they've got your back.
We got your back.
Yep, yep.
And the problem is that, okay, we got your back, but, you know, hey, all right. I'm glad. I hope all my CCW people have my back, too. Well, you know, if you got 10,000, then you got 10,000, right?
Right, right.
I mean, you have a state militia here. You have all kinds of things at your disposal. And I guess I'm getting tired of the, rhetoric of, you know, I'm going to follow the law. Your job isn't to follow the law, Sheriff. Your job is to protect the Constitution. That's your job. And if something's unconstitutional, no matter what, it's your job to not follow any unconstitutional laws. Not just because we don't want a good cop as our sheriff. We want a statesman. We want somebody who's an elected official.
Well, and the thing is, too, as the sheriff, before he could even run for the sheriff, and when he got sworn in, he had to take the oath. And the oath encompasses the federal constitution first and the state constitution second. And that's the order in which you take the oath for elected positions. And when you take that oath, that you're saying and you're signing on the dotted line that you are going to follow the constitutions. And they have to be... you have to abide by them. You have to make sure that you're doing everything correct. You follow the Constitution. Carry it around in your pocket. If you have any questions, pull it out. Look at it. Read it. Whatever. It's important that people understand and support that, because then what happens is we are going to become more of a constitutionally bound state, county, what have you, or county for sure, and then the state will comply with that. In total, when I say state, I'm not talking about the state government. I'm talking about the other additional counties where it only takes one or two good, solid citizens that are in authority like the sheriff to do the right thing. Then others will follow suit. Everybody's always scared to be the first guy or gal out of the chute. They're always scared to do that. No, just do it. It's the right thing to do. It's a moral thing to do. It's the ethical thing to do. You need to do it. That's my thought.
Yeah, you know, and we're going to be doing a podcast on Mountaintop Media, probably two or three of them Monday, you and I, my friend, with Woody Clendenin and Dan Scovel. And we're going to be talking about community watches. And the community watches are so important because that's how we protect our communities.
Right.
And to me, I just start thinking, my goodness gracious, we just really have to start teaching people. So we're going to put together a video. We'll be sending it down. In fact, we're going to send one of these videos down to Kim, who's on the line. How are you, my dear? How are you doing?
Good morning, Terry. Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Doing good. So what was your take on the debate?
So the take, are you kidding? Oh, my gosh. If you get, I honestly am like, if anyone believes that any of this is real, it's so absurd. And once again, Shakespeare, all of life is a stage manifest, but a simple player. Nothing is as it seems. It's like this is either made up, right, and it's to move the people in a certain direction, or it's just absurd. That's what I think.
Yeah. So how did it go yesterday?
It was great. It was really, really great. You know, I'll tell you what. It was almost like, oftentimes you got to step outside for a second and go, okay, what is it that God's doing? God, what are you showing me right now? And what he was showing us was, I have assembled the warriors. I've assembled the truth tellers. I've assembled the action takers. And when they come together, oh my gosh, the entire space was lit up. It was powerful. It was even lit up to a point where the entire generator and everything went down. 7,300 watt generator, Terry. We had everything we needed, right? We had the gas filled up. This is a brand new generator. We were renting it. And it just shut down, but it shut down at the most important time it needed to.
Yeah, we had go ahead.
Go on. No, you tell me. Tell me.
No, we had a great turnout on the lake, on Shasta Lake, and of course Shasta Lake.
I heard.
Amazing, yeah. And then what was really fun was to see the overpasses. It's great when you get a lot of people engaged. And as you went up Highway 5 heading north, I don't know, must have been 6 or 8 overpasses that had people waving flags, Trump flags, don't tread on me flags, but more importantly, the United States flag, hundreds and hundreds of people. And I was amazed on the lake. Weren't you amazed at all the young people that were out there?
Yeah, there were a lot of young people out there.
Oh, man, I mean, I'm talking, you know, this was great, these kids with flags and all this stuff. So I sense a real good thing. So about how many people did you get there yesterday, do you think?
We had people in Mexico that we met when we all marched together, and then we had, people at the event.
Yeah.
So we did not have the turnout we expected. Now, we knew we had been shadow banned all across the country. They were taking all of our stuff down from social media, not to, all the people that shared. And so we had a little over 100 people that showed.
Oh.
Now, for us, you know, we had, it was close to maybe 470 for our last event in San Ysidro. But it was a snowball effect to where, you know, we had over 10,000 in total that showed up, like you said, over the freeways and all of that. But
was that this year or back in February?
Yeah, that was this year.
Was that February or this one yesterday?
No, yesterday it was a smaller number.
Gotcha.
But all that God kept saying was Gideon's army, Gideon's army, Gideon's army.
Gotcha.
You know, and I think that this is a snowball. Now, live feed, everybody was watching on live feed, which is great. Now, of course, we know the power of where do people need to be? In person and together. We got to be connecting. So I heard you guys had tons of people at your event, yes?
Yeah, it was really fun. We had a good time going up and down. And like Wynn said, you know, it was really great to see families out there, you know, with their kids. I mean, pulling their kids along, you know, patriotic music going everywhere. And Sally and Wynn rigged up something on Wynn's boat, on his pontoon boat.
Yeah.
Rigged it up to where we had patriotic music going the whole time, so we went up and down waving flags.
Yeah, our stereo was Bluetooth.
We had a blast.
Bluetooth capable, and so Sally had a whole mashup of patriotic songs on her phone, so just synced it up and we played all the patriotic songs. There were some I hadn't heard for years. They were pretty cool vintage songs that were cool. It was fun.
It was fun. It was really great. But, you know, again, and then it culminated with the cruise.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, the cruise, and people went different directions, and some, you know, we went east on the lake. We went and saw Jones Valley, Silverthorne and Jones Valley. It was beautiful.
Met patriots over there?
We actually
have other states.
Yeah, we actually have water in our lake, and it's beautiful to see the intent of the resorts, the way they're supposed to be, the way they were built, with water. You know, when you have a full lake, the lake surface is huge. It's so much bigger than I remembered just being out there, because it's been so long since it's been so full. But it's absolutely stunning out there. We have a beautiful lake, and then all the bald eagles that are out there nesting in the towers and in the trees and stuff. It was so cool. It was awesome to see. And then all these fellow patriots out there floating around on their boats or racing or whatever. It was awesome to see.
Yeah, it was really. And you know, the thing that was really cool, that maybe I was thinking about you yesterday, because when Donald Trump was talking about immigration and talking about how he could put a stop to the border, it was neat because, which is what you've been doing, my dear. You've been fighting this thing like crazy, you and your team, and everybody that's been doing that. And it's really cool to know that we're going to have a president. The first day before he gets in office, Kim, 50% of all the stuff on the border is going to be fixed. And I want to encourage, you, because we're going to start doing some stuff too. And, you know, we kind of all need to get together on this, doing some stuff to where we start incorporating the sheriff. I know it's going to be a tough deal, but trying to incorporate the sheriff, or at least expose those sheriffs that won't be incorporated into this, into what they can do on the border. Not on the border, but in their towns to stop illegal immigration. Our sheriff actually admitted yesterday that there are busloads coming up here of illegals. They are sending busloads up here.
And he said that back in, I believe it was April, at a board meeting, a board of supervisors meeting. He said that, and he even told he spoke to the entire crowd, but he said, if you don't believe this, you're just not awake and you're being stupid. Essentially is what he said.
Wow.
And he essentially said that. I don't remember verbatim what the words were, but it came along those lines. But you're being blind and you're not paying attention, because that is a fact. That's what's happening here. And we have people in the other police departments, you know, the city, two city departments, that tell us the same thing. And some of them are family members, and they've witnessed it. They've seen it, so they know it's out there. And we've been knowing it's been going on here in Shasta County, and Terry and I have reported on it several times, you know, saying, hey, you know, this is what's really going on. And then the sheriff just, you know, puts the hammer down and says, yes, this is what's happening. So it's everywhere. We know you guys are just totally invaded. We know that because of your proximity, and we're 700 miles north of you. So, you know, it's crazy that we're even experiencing this whole process. It's irritating.
It is. And I'll tell you what, we had Sean Wilson yesterday, and Sean Wilson is Mayhem Solutions. So this guy has worked for 5 administrations, hired privately. He is the one that brings you all the border information. So any information that really comes out there comes out from his teams. And he brought it, and what he exposed was, you've got Chi-Com all amongst you right here in Southern California. They are coming in. They are training with the cartel. They are being trained into El Cajon, and they are being picked up. And it's just like a military tactic, the way that they're being picked up, the people waiting in the cars, the way they quickly get them in there. It's like the Marine that's going out to boot camp, right? He shows up at the airport, and then the Marines take them off. They throw them in that car, and they own them. And so it's scary. It's scary, but it should be scary enough for all of us to do something. And we were just talking about what's going to happen, you know, when we have President Trump in office. You know, Tom Holman. So I spent some time with Tom Holman and Derek Moss, Border 911. And Tom turned to me, and Tom said, Tom, what are we going to do? Are we going to be able to close the border? And he says, Kim, he goes, I meet with President Trump all the time. He goes, President Trump turned to me and said, Tom, are we going to be able to close this border? And he goes, I looked at him. I said, Coach, send me in. You know, it's a matter of 6 to 9 months, just like you said, Terry. It will be taken care of. We will process these people out, not in. And that's what needs to happen, because this is a national breach of security. And we need to stand up for the next generation. And I'm concerned that we're not even going to have an election. We may not make it there the way things are set up right now. So God willing, we stand, we secure our communities. And so I love that you and Shasta are doing the community watches. We had discussions about that yesterday. It's imperative that we together in our communities, we begin to break bread, have these conversations. We shore one another up. We're in the communication, and that we have what we need if there is mayhem, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, and I think that once we do this video, it's going to be very good. We'll go ahead and we're going to start it tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
There you go.
And so we'll get that thing, and I'll get it to you, my dear, for sure. We'll get it there, and we could talk a little bit about that Monday afternoon or whatever you want. But
I love that.
But what we need to do is make sure that people are aware of what they can do, what their limitations are, what the legalities are, if they're really worried about a lot of them, and where they really stand with law enforcement. But I do know that our sheriff was with your sheriff in San Diego, and he was talking about the border, and one of the comments he made about the border was the fact that everybody knows, as you and I have talked about this before, everybody knows each one of those different houses that you can see from where you are. One's fentanyl, one's sex trafficking, one's munitions, and they even know the cartel families that run those different houses and run those buildings. And so you wonder, you know, at what point somebody is going to do something about that. And I really think that Donald Trump, I really think that when Donald Trump gets, when he gets elected, before he even takes office, I think he's going to have a long chat with Mexico. And I think that that needs to be done because the wonderful, beautiful people there, the kind and kind people that are there in that country, don't deserve the plight that they have.
No.
And then hopefully he'll take this whole DNA, the Declaration of North America, that's sitting on WhiteHouse.gov, the open borders, the DEI, the climate control. He'll just wipe that out.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. You're right. Yes, ma'am. And I let's just hope it. And I just see it. I see that happening. In the interim, the one thing we can do is lock arms together and understand that we have to start teaching in specificity where you go with each thing. How do we start putting pressure on the sheriff? I mean, that's another thing. So there's a lot of things I think that as teams, you know, we need to work on the sheriff. We need to work on our boards of supervisors, our city councils, which can kind of be combined. And then we also need to work on our state. And we need to even put some pressure on the assembly people we have. It's difficult because the people that are on our side, the Republicans in the assembly, they really don't have many places to go.
Well, they can stand on the Capitol steps and just voice it every single day, take turns talking about stuff, getting the press coverage. That's what they need to do. They can do it on the Senate and Assembly floor. They can do it from there.
Mm, you just hit the nail on the head. It is about exposure.
Yes, ma'am.
It is getting the press coverage. It's imperative that we show up. You know, yesterday at the Take Our Border Back summit, you know, I was mic'd the entire time, CNN. So CNN was on me like flies on poop. And so, but the thing is, you know, we know that we're going to have, not just from CNN, we have, you know, other forms of media there. We have great coverage to utilize right now, and we need to get it out there. And because the more exposure, the more people are aware, and they're like, oh, my gosh, these are real average people, regular people that are doing something, and I can do something. Oh, there's Kim. Oh, there's Terry. And people begin to go, oh, well, hey, what if I do something? What am I doing? What can I do? And I think so important, Terry, what you just said, how can we get involved in the Board of Supervisors? What can we do? And I think if we have a strategy in place, which, you know, we've been talking about, right, and the tools and the clarity, like you're saying, you know, jurisdiction, we need to know how to do it, what to do, and it needs to be within the Constitution, right? And I know the Constitution of California, if we're in California. But I love that you're bringing to the table what we need to do, how we need to do it, and with specificity. Because we don't want to bite ourselves or, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the biggest mistake we can make is we take all these steps to shore things up, but we're not taking the right steps that are truly going to move the needle. So we need to know what those steps are. So I'm excited to learn and grow. And I tell you, Terry, all the time, I am so not into politics. It's a fire hose for me. It's not the world I grew up in or I'm even interested in.
Politics are into you, Kim.
They're into you,
politics
Kim.
Are into
you're
you.
Hooked now, girl.
They're
oh, yeah, you're hooked now.
You have no choice. You're a citizen.
Jesus.
Yep.
Oh, God.
It looks like...
Okay, we have another caller.
Yeah, stay with us, Kim. But, we have a caller on the line, Kathy. What say you? Kathy, are you there?
Hello, Kathy.
Kathy, are you there?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We have a guest on the line. What's up,
kiddo? What's up?
Oh, hey. I just was wondering if I could alert your callers to Isla Louise's hoedown that's happening on July 11th.
Yes, go ahead.
At Little Bear Creek Ranch.
Yep.
Tell us what we need to do and how to get a hold of you or whatever.
All that good stuff. Go ahead.
Okay, so we are doing a barbecue and fundraiser raffle on Thursday, July 11th. Little Bear Creek Ranch has been super generous to let us use their place. The local Nashville country artist, Chad Bushnell, is going to be there. He's going to be entertaining from 4 to 6. Dinner is served at 6, and the raffle items that are pouring in are amazing. The generosity of this community is just wrecking us. Wow. So anyhow, Isla is our eighth grandbaby. She was presented with an inoperable brain tumor at only 2. She started chemo last October and recently had a setback anaphylactic reaction to the chemotherapy. And so we would like to make alternative treatments available for our little gal, as they can be extremely expensive. So we are going to pray that it is not hot on Thursday, July 11th. And dinner will be served at 6. Cost per person is $40, but if you buy a table for 8, it's only $300. You can drop off any donations for the raffle or purchase your tickets at Jones Fort for now.
Great.
There's also a Venmo available on, I'm trying to think what it's called, Hoedown for Little Isla on Facebook.
Is there, yeah, on, can you give us that? We've only got about...
do you have like a website or something?
Yeah, a website. We've only got about 3 minutes left and we have a guest.
It is on Facebook. It is Little Isla Hoedown, and other than that, it has the flyer on it where they can Venmo.
And Isla is spelled I-S-L-A, is that correct?
I-S-L-A.
Perfect. Okay. You know, Kathy, next Sunday, or even before then, come on immediately next Sunday on our program. Come on right at 9 o'clock, and then I'll give you a little more time. But if I would have known you would call then, I definitely would give you more time, hon. And God bless you, and... Yeah, we're gonna push that thing hard.
Everybody pray for Little Isla.
Everybody pray for Little Isla.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Kathy. Kim, are you there, my dear? Kim, are you still there?
Kim is not on the line.
Oh, we lost Kim.
Okay, that's all right.
I'll see if she calls back.
Okay, well, that's okay.
We're good.
It's okay, because, you know.
We got a lot covered there in that short period
of
time.
Yeah, we did. So anyway, I think that, that's going to be an important event. There's a lot of events coming up. I know the CRA, Shasta County CRA, is going to have an event here at the Elks Lodge, Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, and tickets are available over at Jones Fort. That flyer is up. We'll have more on that. In fact, we'll have Dominic Santangelo, who is the president of the Shasta County California Republican Assembly, and Patricia Santangelo on next Sunday. They'll be able to talk about that a little bit. Anyway, getting back to where we were as far as getting all the positions together as far as helping the counties, I did want to talk to Kim. I'm sorry that she's gone, because I did want to ask her about Riverside. I didn't get the opportunity.
Yeah.
But maybe tomorrow, I know we're going to be talking. I could talk to her about that, because I really think that, you know, boy, if you're in San Diego County, and I mean all those beautiful homes, all that great stuff, and man, it's just getting overrun. I know I did talk to Kevin Cry about that. He was down in San Diego earlier in the week.
Yeah, took his dad to a ball game.
What was that?
He took his dad to a ball game.
And he said, San Diego doesn't even look the same.
Oh.
He says, doesn't look the same. You know, and my oldest daughter went to college down there. Of course, that was like, 2000.
A while ago.
Yeah, and it was, but it was just absolutely gorgeous. And the weather was great and everything. It was really a beautiful place to go to. And now I know that, I don't know how much more that the folks are going to take. I think that we have to start really understanding that, we've got to get these sheriffs moving. And I know that, it isn't that we try to just pick on one sheriff or another sheriff.
Right.
But these guys are just, we don't want a good cop.
No.
We don't want a good cop. But the cities have good cops. We want a guy who's going to stand up for the Constitution and be a leader. You know, fine and dandy. Well, if they send it down the road here, I'll go ahead and follow it. Whatever that law is, if this law, I'll follow it. Well, no. You don't follow it. I mean, grow a pair. I'm tired of sheriffs that don't have any balls.
The Constitution trumps all law.
Yeah, I'm tired of it. And I think a lot of people are. I mean, that San Diego sheriff, I don't know the guy, but I mean, good heavens, what's going on down there? He's got to be freaked out. He's got to
be.
So anyway, as we go on, I think that we need to be aware of the fact that, we're very close to the elections. We're very close to having something hopefully monumental and hopefully wonderful for our country. And the understanding is that it's time. It really is time that we start understanding what the real deal is going to be. And that's representation. Without it, nothing matters.
Amen.
So I guess that means we've come to the end of another program, my friend.
All right.
So I think the time has probably come.
For 51.
Yeah, I think we probably ought to get it done.
Amen.
Jay, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? It's not our bill, we had no say. You don't serve us, you serve LA. The time has come.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.